Oh, Matthew, thank goodness.
I had to go all the way to Spencervale to get the doctor.
She seems to be breathing normally.
I was awfully near giving up. She got worse and worse. I actually thought she was going to choke to death. I gave her every drop of Ipecac in that bottle, and when the last dose went down, I said to myself, this is the last lingering hope, and I fear 'tis a vain one. But in about 3 minutes, she coughed up the phlegm and began to get better right away. You must imagine my relief, Doctor, because I can't express it in words.
I understand. You've done well, young lady.
Good morning, Marilla.
It's a late afternoon, Anne. But from what I've been hearing, you deserve to sleep in.
Did you see the Premier of Canada, Marilla? What does he look like?
Well, he never got to be Premier on account of his looks. Such a nose as that man has.
Miss Cuthbert, may I come in, please?
Mrs. Barry, is your little girl all right now?
Minnie May has made a full recovery. That's why I'm here, to thank Anne for saving my child's life.
Mrs. Barry, I hardly did anything.
You are a very generous and brave girl, Anne. I want to apologize for the way I acted in the affair of the currant wine. You are most welcome to come home with me now and visit Diana.
Oh, Mrs. Barry, nothing would please me more. Oh, Marilla, may I? I'll do all my chores when I come back, but I cannot tie myself to anything so unromantic as dishwashing at this thrilling moment.
Go on then, Anne. You've earned yourself a holiday today.
You see before you a perfectly happy person, Marilla. All the Barrys treated me like royalty. Mrs. Barry kept kissing me and saying she could never repay me. I felt fearfully embarrassed, but I just said as politely as I could, I assure you that I did not mean to intoxicate Diana, Mrs. Barry, and henceforth I shall cover the past with a mantle of oblivion. That was a pretty dignified way of speaking, wasn't it, Marilla?
I dare say, Anne. I dare say.
Marilla, can I go over to see Diana just for a minute?
I don't see what you want to be traipsing about after dark for. You and Diana walked home from school together, then stood down there in the snow for half an hour more. Your tongue's going the whole blessed time, clickety-clack.
But she wants to see me. She has something very important to tell me.
Well, how do you know she has?
Because she just signaled me. We've arranged a way to signal with our candles and cardboard. We set the candle on the windowsill and make flashes by passing the cardboard back and forth. So many flashes mean a certain thing. It was my idea, Marilla.
No, weren't you, it was. The next thing you'll be setting fire to the curtains.
Oh, we're very careful, Marilla. 2 flashes mean, are you there? 3 means yes, 4 means no.
Uh-huh.
5 mean, come over at once. I have something important to reveal. Diana has just signaled 5 flashes, and I'm really suffering to know what it is.
Well, you needn't suffer any longer. But you're to be back here in just 10 minutes. Remember that.
Oh, Marilla, what do you think? You know, tomorrow is Diana's birthday. Well, her mother has invited me to go home with her from school and stay the night. And her cousins are coming over from Newbridge in a big sleigh to go to the debating club concert at the hall tomorrow night. And they're going to take Diana and me to the concert, assuming you'll let me go. Oh, please say yes.
You can calm down because you're not going.
Oh.
You're better at home in your own bed. And as for that club concert, it's all nonsense. A little girl should not be allowed to go out into such places at all.
I'm sure the debating club is a most respectable affair.
I'm not saying it isn't, but I won't have you gadding about to concerts and staying out all hours of the night. I'm surprised at Mrs. Barry letting Diana go.
But Diana has only 1 birthday in a year, and Prissy Andrews is going to recite Curfew Must Not Ring tonight. That is such a good moral piece, Marilla. I'm sure it would do me a lot of good to hear it. And the choir are going to sing 4 lovely, pathetic songs that are pretty near as good as hymns.
You heard what I said. Take off your boots now and go to bed. It's past 8.
There's just one more thing, Marilla.
Mrs. Barry told Diana that we might sleep in the spare room bed. Think of the honor.